Shvedi Shvat, 17th of January. Choshech, black holes, Einstein's theory of relativity, and Torah. Moshe Hyman.
Time, even for me, was a challenge. If we only had a time machine, life would be a lot easier. So maybe after today, the next time at least, we'll have a way to get here earlier, to make more time. I'm going to say something which is definitely very, very mechudosh, as in a chiddush which I want to come out with, which is probably not true. I'm telling you that from the start, from get-go. But there's two types of journeys a person can take. You can either just try and get from A to B, and if you don't get to B, you've wasted your time, you turn around, you go back home. Or you can go a nice scenic route on a cruise, and if you never get to the Bahamas, you're still seeing the Caribbeans and anywhere else you might want to see on the way, and you still enjoyed yourself. So the destination is a bit far off. You might agree with it, you might not agree, I'm 50-50 on it. Can take a vote later. But I think the journey, the trip we'll take together, the Makuris, the Maram Kemis we'll mention, the understanding we'll have, I think that alone makes it worthwhile. The Kasha, there's two Kashas I want to start with, which came after the Shtickle, but I want to start with them and we'll try and end off by answering them. Two kashas which require no shaykhs to each other, I want to put them together at the end and answer them with one answer. So Sechomim asks, he brings a kashab shem their aim, a steer in Rashi. Rashi tells us in one place, the end of Parsha Shelach, Rashi tells us that we have eight chutim in our sitzes, we have eight strings on our sitzes, connected the 8 days that it took the Eden to sing Shira. They went out of Mitzrayim, they should have sang Shira, they didn't sing Shira for 1 day, for 2 days, for 7 days, for 8 days. And the question is, where is your 8 days? We all know, we went out of Mitzrayim, Oiz Leila, after Achilas HaPesach, Chaseis HaLaila, and we went out of Mitzrayim, and we traveled for 7 days. And Rashi himself tells us this in Parshat B'Shalach, that it was 7 days, 3 days we went in the Midbar, a day the Shlichim came back, tell Pari, we're not returning. 2 days till they got together and they chased Eden. And then Shvi Yordu L'Yom, on day 7, they went to Yamsuf. Shvi Yishol Pesach was Kriyas Yamsuf and Shira. But what's going on here? The Rashi tells us, 8 Chutim and Tzitzis at the end of Parsha Shlach Lecha for day 8 of Yitzias Mitzrayim till we sang Shira. There's Mahalchim, that's got to do with Kodshim, and Kodshim, the Lailach Yom Lailach HaYom, etc. Oh, but the kasha, a bomber kasha, mechitesa, Isra Chag should be the Shvi'i Shel Pesach, should be the Yerida Leyom. That's the first kasha. The other kasha I want to mention is the Rambam. I had a kasha in the Rambam for a few years. I found this Shabbos that the Rabbeinu B'chai asked the kasha. Maybe not in so many words, but he argues the Rambam because he's got a problem with the timing. There's another problem with timing. Is that the Ramban holds very different to Rashi. Rashi holds the Makasuk Yud Beis Chodesh, like the Pashas of Chazal, that the Din Mitzrayim Yud Beis Chodesh. Ramban takes on very differently. He says that Moshe came down to Mitzrayim, it didn't work out, he went back to Midian, and Hashem told him a second time to come back to Mitzrayim. Explains the Pesukim very nicely, appear that. And for only 6 months, all the 10 Makas took place. And he works it out. But then he's got another problem. Arve, the 8. He says nothing grew, it was winter. He says the only time it could have happened was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So Nisan started Arbe. So Rabbi Chai asked, what's going on here? And Nisan started Arbe. They went out of Mitzrayim in the middle of Nisan, halfway through the month. So 14 days for 7 days of Arbe, some time in between for everyone to catch their breath before Choshech kicks in. And Choshech was 6 days. So when was Shkitza Pesach? When there was no time for anything. I mean, they ran out of time long before they got to Yitzias Mitzrayim. They had no time for Choshech. So when did Choshech happen? Chazal tell us, Shabbos HaGadol, there was a Gnes Gadol that Mitzrayim didn't kill the Yidim, Pasha the Pesukim, there was Nes, Reis Galuni, the Shechtikon Pesach Mitzrayim, there's no way they'll survive that, and it was a Nes that the Yidim had the Munna, and they didn't want to, they were scared, and according to this, they're all during Machas Choshech, according to Ramban, there was no Nes, there was no Groisa Munna of the Yidim, yeah, in the middle of Choshech, they had free time, they could do what they want, Mitzrayim were out of sight, literally. So what's going on here? Fidei Ramban, that somehow Arba only started Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and there was time for Arba, Choshech, and Machas B'Choyres, and Shkita Pesach, and everything before the middle of the month, within 2 weeks. So there's something shver. That's what Rabbeinu B'chai asks. So I'm going to try and, at the end, try and answer this kasha, these two kashas. So the Yidden went to Mitzrayim and Golos. There's another Golos that we went to not so long ago. The Yidden went to Shanghai. And I heard the joke many years ago that the first morning, Shimshon was very, very tired, he was sleeping, they were trying to wake him up, Sosman and Krishma, and they couldn't. A bocha who spoke Yiddish came over to him and said to him, "No, Kimshain, Shimshon, there's in Shimshon in Shanghai." Another bocha didn't speak Yiddish, was like, "Whoa, he's been here a few hours and he speaks a fluent Chinese, or Japanese." So the question is, the rising sun, there was in Japan. The question is, in Mitzrayim, was there sun shining? We had Makas Choshech. 6 days, it was dark. Did the sun come up in the morning? Or did it stay down? Hakira had started looking around. That was my first thought. Another thought is, if it stops here, then what about Eretz-Yisrael and other countries around Mitzrayim? There's quite a few cheshbonos need to be made. So I want to run through a few of these in Yonim, and then bring to you Makarios whether or not it showed. It did shine. So, if you're going to tell me the Yidden needed to have light, that's not shver. Because in the Medrash Rabbah here, and in Tehillim Chof Beis, in the Medrash state, that the Yidden didn't have the light of the sun. The Yidden had a special light called Eragon, as we've spoken about it here a few years ago. And anyone that used that light could look through the Chov Yisun, and through the Kelim, and through cupboards. They didn't have to open every cupboard to look what was in there. They could see through all the Kelim using this special light, says in the Medrash. The Shachar HaTer is Marech about it. Here, they both bring this Medrash. Now the Yidden in Mitzrayim didn't need the sunlight in order to be able to see during Makas Choshech. Even in the night of Makas Choshech, the Yidden could use this light and they could see everything. So Pashtus, the Yidden didn't have to have sunlight. We'll come soon another Mahalach, why they didn't need the sun, even though they could see. So, to say the Yidden had the sunlight, there's also Rashi and Peshalach and Yodalad Yotes. Rashi tells about the Onon, that was Meir for the Yidden and Machshik for the Goyim. And this Kirch Onon, Tosfos tells us in Shabbos, in Chof Beis on Beis, V'chila Oiru Tzorich, Tosfos there tells us that the Oir that came out of the Onon could help them see through Kelim, much like the Medrash speaks out by Makas Choshech, tells us that they could use the Onon. So it seems to be some similarity, Chazal Dashen, that Onon was Machshik for the Goyim, was the last day of Makas Choshech. Seems to be the same Koyach, which they had in Mitzrayim, had in the, later by Kiryas Yamsuf. So by Kiryas Yamsuf they had this koyach of the Onon, which could let them see through Kelim, was light for the Yidden, dark for the Goyim. The Medrash and Tehillim, Chof Beis put these two together also. So to say the Yidden needed the sun in order to see where they were going during Makas Choshech, I can refute. Therefore we can still have the Chakira. Did the Yidden have a sun? Did they not have a sun? Did the sun shine in the morning? If you look in the Rashbam says very clearly in the Pesukim, the sun didn't shine for 3 days. It was Lailo, and then Lailo was Mis'arech for 3 days, it stayed night. Rashi learns only in the morning Choshech started, when the sun should have started shining, then it became dark. We can clear, did the sun come up or not? But in Rashbam, clearly, it didn't shine in the morning. So we've got one Makor in Rashbam so far. Kashrus, the sun didn't come out, at least for 3 days, maybe for 6 days. The second set of 3 days, a different type of Choshech, the Ramban says, and Ibn Ezra, was a thickness, it was a pea soup, it was something different. But the first 3 days, it was just dark of night, says the Rashbam. So we've got one Makor so far, we'll come to more Makors. And if you're going to tell it to me, that what about Eretz Yisrael and the rest of the countries of the world had still normal light and morning and night. So what Mechteset say the sun stopped over there and didn't carry on. That's also not a taina. Rav Dessler brings Moral and Gvuras Hashem tells us that the Ralbag had the shita. When Hashem does a shinu teva for one person al pines, then that changes it for the whole world. And the Moral is cholik. Moral says Avad, if the Eved Shel stops the sun for Reuven over here, Reuven will have the sun over here, but it doesn't mean it doesn't carry on. The teva will also carry on for Shimon, and the sun will split, and there'll be two suns. And Imam just gives this example of the sun stopping for Moshe Rabbeinu, Yeshua, etc. It didn't stop for the whole world, it only stopped over there. Although we do find sometimes it did affect the whole world, but the Pashtus HaNes doesn't mean that it affects the rest of the world, and the sun can carry on going and stop over there, can split. So, or double itself. So, it's very Tifa'inyan, with the Machalik Sushenim about it, and Rabag, and you've got the Moral, who brings Shitzah Cholik on it. So, to say that the sun had to carry on for other people around the world, we can refute as well so far. And we can say the sun stopped in Mitzrayim, didn't come up, held it back. And when we find other places where the sun stopped, we have Moshe, we have Yeshua, and Diyam and Gurion, and we have also the Mabul. We'll come to soon, the whole year of the Mabul, Chazal tell us, Leishimsha Mazolis, the sun stopped. So we do find in history the sun stopped. So the question is, in Mitzrayim, did it stop or not? So I found Achrone Zmanenu, I first came across, Taka Clare about it. So one sefer, it's very shtak, said it's not possible to learn like those that learn that stopped, and it didn't shine in the morning, because after the Mabul, Hashem gave a gezerah of Kayetz Achorif, Yom V'Layla, Lo Yishposu, that it has to be day and night. I don't know what he's going to do about Givon and Yeshua Moshe and Nadim and Guru. I don't know what he does with all these. There's another medrash will come to soon. I don't know what he does with all those stories if he's got that kasha, but he's got that kasha. So that's another achra, and it says that's kufa pshat in Rashi. The Rashi in all the midrashim, all over the place, loads of midrashim. Why was the makas choshech? And reasons why the yidin needed choshech, why the goyim needed choshech. He said, why Chazal asking this question about choshech? Because choshech is the only problem. All the other makas are not kineged any chukei teva. They're against the teva, we know it, but it's not against the rule of nature. Mashenkin, stopping the sun is against the posuk of kayat sechoy of lo yishpoisov, of yom alayin lo yishpoisov. So there, we have to ask, why does Hashem do shinu ha-teva? There must be a good reason, and must be a reason why Hashem had to change nature here, over here, connected the normal laws of nature, how he set it up. So it's mamish opposite, using this pasuk to explain Chazal, that taka the sun did stop. So I saw in the Achrenim, they already have arguments here and there, whether the sun did or didn't stop. So I carried on looking, and I found the Zohar. They bring it as a Midrash Yoyna as well. The Zohar tells us in Vayakil, Daf Kuf Tadiches Nama Beis, that Kosh Baruch Hu was masne each day of Bris Olam. He made Chukia Teva, but he made exceptions to the rule. One exception was that even though Shemaim and Ba'aretz are together, now they're being separated, but Eliyahu, if he needs to go up to Shemaim, he can do it. In one step he can go up to Shemaim. There's no split between Ba'aretz and Shemaim for Eliyahu Novi. And the other example the Zohar gives is that even though the sun has to shine in the morning and go down at night, but the asni ime, I made the condition with the sun, the yachshich leshimsho b'mitzrayim t'losu yomim, for 3 days, the first 3 days of choshech, as we said, the Rashbam says, the sun didn't shine, those 3 days are masne with the sun, when it comes to Mitzrayim, you have to stop. So the tanai hisne maise bereishis, that the sun has to stop for 3 days in Mitzrayim, the first in the Zohar, the sun didn't shine in Mitzrayim. And the Zohar brings the pasuk, "V'choshech afeil v'chol eretz Mitzrayim shloshes yomim," that the sun didn't shine in Mitzrayim for 3 days. So we've got Mefurash HaZoya, so far, we've got Rashbam HaZoya, that the sun didn't shine. I saw Divrei Yoel, he's marach in this Indian in Parshas Noach. In Parshas Noach, as we mentioned before, during the Mabul, time stopped, as we'll soon see, the sun didn't shine. And that whole year didn't come into the Cheshvan, as we'll soon see, it's not in the calendar, that whole year. And he says over there that Chazal have a clear about Rishum Nika. Was there a Rishum Nika? Was something Nika in the sun? Or was it completely switched off? He learns Pshat, Rishum Nika means, I'm not quite sure it stems with all the Chazalim, I've got a bit of a problem with it, but that's what he says, I'm just using it for, he says that Tzadikim could see the light coming out of the sun, but for everyone else, the sun was switched off. So the Be'etim was switched off, they had a special connection that they could somehow be yonic light from this sun. He says, all the animals had it dark in the Teva. Noach could use that light, so that's why it helped to have a chaloy, and he could use that light because he was a tzaddik, so he could be ne'an lemi oirei. He says, just like the Yidden of Mitzrayim, there was no sun, and much like the Mabul, but they still, the Yidden could see and the Goyim couldn't see. For all the world it stopped, or for that country it stopped by Mitzrayim, but for the Yidden they had special schus to have a Rishon Nikah, to have some sort of light coming, some ultraviolet light coming out of the sun they could make use of. So it's Mamush, see, compares it to the Mabul, and Mamush says the sun didn't shine, just using it as a Makor, somebody else took him a Kashlus, the sun didn't shine. So now we've established a tzad that the sun didn't shine during Makkah's Choshech. I want to take it a step further. The question, we're not going to be able to go into the science, that will take a lot more than half an hour. What is time, first of all? The old Chakira wasn't Einstein's question, it was a question that Newton was busy with, and before him, Plato was busy with it. The Rishonim, the Rambam, and the Nevuchim is very busy with it. What is time? If I have this second now that we have, where's the last second? Why can't I see it? Why can't I be there? What's the next second? Where's that? Is time one continuum? Is it one long string and I can travel up and down the string if I had a machine that somehow could go back in time? Is that time somewhere to go back to or is it gone? What is time? We know the Malin Azman, the Ebster hasn't got Ovar, Osid. The Ebster sees everything the whole time. Constantly sees the whole Bria from beginning of history till the end. What does it look like for the Ebster Kabbal Yochel? Does it look like a photo where the shop has been left open and you see all the lines of all the aeroplanes and all the cars and everything, one big mess? Is that what it looks like to have no time? Or does it just very quickly running through time and I can travel up and down there somehow? So what happened to the last second? What does time look like when I don't have time? Rashi tells us, Adde Yoyma Acharein, that Moshe Rabbeinu, I was delighted to see the whole history of the world beginning to end without any boundaries of time. What does that look like? Would that look like a very fast moving video, or would it look like some big mess and somehow we'd know what's before and after? What does it look like? The philosophers are very busy with it. In theory it's a very big nafkamina, in practice not. The only practice nafkamina we have is when we have time stopping, because travelling faster than time to go back in time as the time machine of Einstein, that's never going to happen. But when we have Nissim and time stops, then the question is, what happens to time? What happens to time when it stops? So can time stop? So I want to suggest that, well, it's not my suggestion, but Einstein's suggestion, that if time is linked to light, if light stops, or we travel at the speed of light, we can slow down or stop time. So according to Einstein, if we travel at the speed of light, then time stops. There's another way of travelling at the speed of light, is by stopping light. So if you could somehow slow down light and stop it, time would freeze. So trying to understand it with the grandfather paradox of Einstein, for example, say very quickly, somebody goes back in time and kills his grandfather before his father was born. What happens? If you killed him, his father was never born, he doesn't exist. He doesn't exist, he didn't kill his grandfather. If he didn't kill his grandfather's still alive. His father, grandfather's still alive, then he's alive. If he's alive, he can go back and kill him. So he goes round and round. So what is time? How does time work? All these paradoxes, our brains are much too small to try and grasp them. But I'm just telling you very quickly, this is what the Chakira is. What is time? How does time work? And time connected to light. It's big enough to go into what we're going to see. So, as the time being a Bria, is time something that's part of the Bria, or is it it's something that was curated as part of the Bria, and without that special Bria, there wouldn't be time, whatever that would look like? Or is time a Hechrach Bria? Big machlokes, Greek philosophers, and even today, how we look at time, how time works. So first of all, I just want to mention Sephorno. Sephorno tells us at the beginning of the Torah, Bereshis, b'tchilas hazman, hu rega rishon, it's the first second, bilti mischalek, can't be divided. Shlohoyo zman kodim lo, because there's no time before it. So there's no time before Bereshis Olam. The Ramban tells us also in Bereshis Aleph Dalud, v'oidi tochin shonema, ki mishiyotso ha-shamayim va'oretz min ha-efes el ha-yesh. When Shemayim va'oretz came from nothing to into being, then, ni'ezman, that's when time came into being. So there was no time before Bris HaOlam, the Rishonim tell us. The Sefer Shema Munim, who's a Kadmon, with Yosef Igris, and Vikuach Sheini, Sifkot Yud Zayin, tells us these words. V'daki koidem Bris Shum Dovo, k'shohay kosh boruchu levadoi, loy hoya oz mitzius zman klaud. There's no such thing as time. Rishonim told us. Mernevuchim, as we mentioned, in Chedek Beis, Perigot Gimel is very marach about time, and how his philosophers saw time, and what was time before the Bris HaOlam, what's the time? Yoin Shem. The Malbim tells us the beginning of Bereshis, also Bereshis, Zemevaya Sheyesh La'olam Reshis, V'shegam HaZman Mechudish. The word Bereshis has been mechadish to us, that Bereshis means time was mechadish by Bris HaOlam. So there was no time. Time is a Bria, from what the Rishonim learned, and without the Bria of Zman, there wouldn't be Zman. There wouldn't be time. Now the question is time connected to light, or is it a separate Bria altogether? Einstein tells it's connected to light. I just want to bring a few makaris for that. And then, now that we can establish it's our Pitoria as well, then we can come to our Chiddush. Rabbi Zachova tells us, in the Siv in Pesach Shorim, the Siv Seidar, Patsuf in Perek Zayin, Be'emes Hazmanu in Inyan Niflo Hu Atzma Nivro. Time is a Niflo Dikazach, and it's also a Bria in itself. It's Nivro. Vainu, Shkefi Chezven Prate Ma'uris, Shinistur Ba'atzilus, called to this amount of light that Hashem made for the world should exist for 6,000 years. It's called Rega Me'er Ache, every second got its own light. But then is the Azman, that's how time came into being. Kivin, I'm skipping words, Kivin Shinitin Adrogal Ma'uris, Shi'iru Ba'adrogal Azachazer, because light was set up in this way to light one light after another, that curated time. That made Seyd Azman Lepoil. That's how he learns. And he says that it only works because you have a galgal and the sun goes round in a galgal. It's the movement of the sun and time and light is nignaz begufa shemesh bazman shel ha'olam hu soy bevoholach al yedei ha'or ha'shemesh ulefi she'or hu eino mei bevasachas. Light doesn't go in one time, whatever that means, it's split up into seconds. And that's how time is created. He's telling us that the sun is time. And because Hashem set up the sun to keep moving, keeping Meir in a new place for every second, that built up time and that made the world have a beginning, an end, and a sequence. So he's Marish putting, the Rav Zachov is putting into words Einstein's theory of connecting time to light. But he's putting it not only light, it's the sunlight, which is very crucial. Maral and Gvuras Hashem also tells us, V'daki Azman. Yesh lo yichus el hageshem, v'dobe zeh mevur l'misha ayin b'chokhma. There's hemshach, there's continuing to time, there's chiluk, you can divide time. And he says only dobe geshem, only gashmis can be split. If you can split time, then it must be, has to do with geshem. What geshem, what tangible thing has it got to do with? He says it's got to do with tenua, with the movement of the sun. Now tenua is a gashmis, the kazach. V'ama'ayin yeida ki hazman v'tenua v'hageshem v'shtatvim v'yachtum kol dover. Mamish says this, that the movement of the sun, the gashmis movement of the sun is what connects time. So it brought in a book when Einstein came to Yerushalayim, Rav Kook showed this Gevuras Hashem and another one, Bris HaOlam, to Einstein to show him that his theory is brought down in as many words as he brought it down in the Voshim Red. The Kli Yoka, I just want to say, also very, very interesting, Kli Yoka, Breshitz, Aleph Yudalot, He ma'oras berakia oretz berakia shemaim. Sorry, and Chazal darshan ma'oras ma'oras k'siv, a bad thing. Chazal darshan illnesses. So he's masveh that illness comes from degeneration, from things wearing down, things getting old, zikna. And he says we only have wearing down and aging because we have time. If we didn't have time, nothing would age. Time would stand still. And he tells us that by he be made, by he is Loshon Tzar, by he is time and it's Tzar. Why is time connected to Tzar? Because only because of time do we have aging. And if not for time, we wouldn't have aging. So he puts together this Brias Ma'oris, which is light, to Ma'oras, to time and aging, which puts it together, Yuhun Shom. He finishes off. Shekol advorim shetaksa shemesh yesh lahem ma'oras v'tzar ki hazman mevala hakol Because time is what wears everything down and finishes everything off. Gives everything its half-life. Now that we've established that, I'd like to tell you amazing Tiferet Yunusim. Rabbi Yunusim Aivishitz tells us that during the year of the Mabul, the sun stopped. Go and feed them under Omar, Loishim Shom Oiris. So the sun stopped. If the sun stops, says Rabbi Yunusim Aivishitz, I've got a beautiful teretz. His kasha is that Chazal always darshan kol bosa. Bosa is going on anything chayin but shedra, and anything that hasn't got shedra, hasn't got etzem, can't survive Yud Beis Chodesh. So you ask, if you can't survive Yud Beis Chodesh, what's the point of taking them into the teva? The Mabul was more than 12 months. So they came out the teva, they were dropped dead the second they came out the teva. So he answers, that was an S. Voide shloima, vegami shloima, hoyel voloi shimsho amazolois, eino nechshav leklum v'havein. Because there's no sun, then it doesn't matter. V'havein, and you should understand it. So Rabbi Yitzchak Aivishitz in 1764 is telling us that if the sun stops, there's no time, there's no aging, and even things that can't normally survive will carry on surviving and it will last longer because time doesn't age it.
How did they eat? How did they sleep?
Come on, if we have time.
So,
we started the 5 minutes late, so we've got another 4 minutes. Adak Mechiach, that Rabbi Yitzchak Aivishitz tells us, is very posh in the Pesukim. If you look in the Pesukim, Noach was 600 years when he went into the Teva, he lived in the Teva for a year. He came out of the Teva, lived another 350 years, and the Torah tells us he was Nifta at 950 years. That's a year missing. If you look at the Chizkuni, in Test of Tests, Chizkuni tells us that the year is missing because, what's his Loshen? Because Shitzid Bereshus stopped, the sun stopped, there was no time, no aging. Noach was a young man of 950 and not an old man of 951. So we've got here a Makor that aging, like Mamash Tiferes Yonusim stated Chizkuni, that there was no time, no end, no aging, and no process of time. If you look in the Chazon Ish, Hilchos Rishon, Kuf Lamed Chesiv, Kof and Gimel, it also tells us that in Halacha Lemaisa we can't count the year of the Mabul, it has no cheshbon in the Luach. We only count it because we bumstake count the first year of Shnas Toyo, which we shouldn't be counting, so we don't bother cancelling them out. But Be'etzem, the year of the Mabul is not part of the cheshbon at all when it comes to counting time. We find the Sugya of Nachtim Ben Gurion, Gemara and Tanis, also seems to say that the sun went down, came back up again, and it was back to the old date, and he kept his deal to pay back the water the day he promised. It seems to also show this Inyan, depends how you learn, there's a few Mahalchim in the Sugya, and it's Chav Sofer about it, we haven't got time for, whether or not it's a Raya. We've got also Medrash Rabbah that tells us, Medrash Rabbah in Keheles, Tes Zayin, Ayin Shom, by Abba Chasida, Abba Tachna Chasida, who was Michal Shabbos, and Hashem put time back for him. Yoin Shom, depends exactly in the Medrash, if it was Shabbos, it wasn't Shabbos, but have a look there, it might be a Raya for this as well. So now that we've established that time is light, and only because of light is there time, and if you stop the sun, there's no aging, no time, then the question is, can we answer the two questions we started with? I want to suggest, like this. The 6 days of Choshech, or at least the 3 days of Choshech, where the sun didn't shine, there was no time. The market started, let's just say, Arba was in Rosh Chodesh, Zion finished, Tess started Choshech. So on Tess, Choshech started, it finished on Tess as well. For 6 days, it was Choshech, and it finished on Tess, and time carried on after that. Very Mechudosh, but if the sun didn't shine, and we find that other places, it's the same here. How can you have 6 days if there's no time, as we asked? That's not sure at all. We find Bris Olam started before time. The Ramban speaks about it, the Ramban mentioned before. And we have also other places where we find before Bris Olam, a certain amount of time, Elef Shona of Tayu. We find all sorts of things, time at a time where there's no way of calculating time. And there's a sefer called Shvilei Emuna for Rabbi Ibn al-Dabi, 1360s, where he speaks about this Indian of time being calculated even when there's no time in reality. He says, the Sabbath Sozen, Chazal, give us time. So there could be 6 days of Choshech, and time didn't move, or 3 days of Choshech, time didn't move, and that's how you can answer the Tina Ramban, how we fit a Choshech. The same answer will be for Kriyas Yamsuf. There were 7 days of traveling until Kriyas Yam Suf. Kriyas Yam Suf, the day of Kriyas Yam Suf was Choshech, was the seventh day of Choshech. The seventh day of Choshech was in Mitzrayim, carried on over there, then there was no time in that day either. Because the 3 days of Choshech, the first 3 days with no sun, that same 3 days, the first 3 days happened at Ayom. So, if on the day of Kriyas Yam Suf they travelled, so if you're asking how many days did you not say Shira for? For 8 times, 24 hours, they didn't sing Shira. So we need 8 chutim in our sitzes for the 8th day till we got around to singing Shira. Because we had 8 days of our time that we actually didn't sing Shira. If the question is, at what date did they sing Shira? They sang Shira on the day they went into the Yam, which was Achron Shel Pesach, Shira Shel Pesach. Because time didn't move. Very, very mechudosh. Because it was Choshech. It was the same Choshech that had the first 3 days where there was no sun. The same Choshech in the Medrash says carried on day 7 of Makkos Choshech took place al Ayom. Be Choshech, Afela. Chazal Dash in the Psukim there, there was Choshech al Ayom. So if the last day of Choshech, which was the type of Choshech of the first 3 days, where there was no sun, no time, no aging, took place al Ayom, then it's not steerer to say that it took place on Shvi'ish of Pesach, 8 days into Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's why we need 8 chutim and not 7 chutim in our sitzes. It's not things we can understand so easily. I'm not saying in Pshat, Chas Shalom, Eshad Rosh, and maybe not even, but the journey I think is enough interest to make it worthwhile. We're only half a minute over.